With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Most of Dan Greenberg's readers expect to be amused when they pick up one of his books. But Greenberg's latest, The Nanny, is a scary novel.
I have done a few scary books. As I said, Love Kills, Something's There, which is a little bit scary. And many years ago, I did a novel called Philly, which was probably six people read it in this country alone.
Anybody in Philly read it?
No.
Dan Greenberg's The Nanny is about a two-career couple with a new baby and the nanny who takes over the household.
She starts being very seductive of the father and then seductive of the mother. And the father begins to get that she is an evil person, and he tries too late to check out her references and finally reaches a guy who she used to work for, who says, you've got to get rid of her at all costs. She is a threat to your life.
There are a lot of supernatural elements in The Nanny.
I tried first a sort of period piece, a horror story that takes place in the 20s, and that just didn't come off somehow, so I never published it. Then I had another couple false starts, and then along came this baby and our nanny, and suddenly the whole thing fell into place, and I said, that's the book I want to write.
Dan Greenberg says the arrival of a nanny gives the writer all sorts of possibilities.
When you're a new parent and you hire a nanny, a stranger, to come into your home, you are tremendously vulnerable. At best, you can no longer walk around nude or half-clothed or make love or fight without an awareness that there is a definite presence in your house, an alien presence in your house.
Dan Greenberg. His readers will have fun being scared when they read The Nanny, published by Macmillan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. You might recall such books by humorist Dan Greenberg as How to Be a Jewish Mother and Confessions of a Pregnant Father. But Greenberg's latest novel, The Nanny, combines horror and the supernatural.
Humor and horror are similar kinds of writing in a funny way because of the construction. In both, you're orchestrating the reader toward a very profound emotional response. In the case of humor, you're orchestrating him toward a laugh, and in the case of horror, you're orchestrating him toward a scream.
In Dan Greenberg's The Nanny, the young parents of a baby boy are terrorized by the evil presence of a nanny who takes over their house.
We all have a lot of problems, and no matter how bad our problems are at our work, in our family, in our marriage, in our financial situation, the problems of the people in a scary book like The Nanny are much worse.
Dan Greenberg says that while our problems go on forever, fictional dilemmas always end.
It's very comforting to read a scary book like The Nanny and know that by the end of it, first of all, these people are in a lot worse shape than you are, and second, their problems are going to be all solved by the end of the book.
Dan Greenberg believes Stephen King's comments about horror writing are right on target.
He says, the horror writer takes the reader by the hand and folds it in his own and takes and says, come here, I want to show you something. It's in the next room. It's lying under a sheet. I want to show it to you. Come here. I want you to touch it here and here and here. And he says, the body under the sheet is you. I mean, it's a wonderful, grotesque image.
Macmillan published The Nanny by Dan Greenberg. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.